Private Show by Seven Fists, a Sid Gino Hockey RPF story read by Mamutastic. Some of the relevant content tags are Omegaverse, Sex Work, Age Difference, Alternate Universe. The author would like you to know that this is not intended as an accurate representation of camming and is in general pretty silly. Also features panties, sex toys, and a tiny bit of breeding kink. Gino is 20 when the story begins, and Sid is 29. Additionally, I would like to warn for mild ableist language and a brief instance of cis-sexism where underwear is concerned. Also, there is a lot of porn in this fake, as the tags and rating might have already implied. If you blush easily in public, maybe don't listen to this where other people can observe your reactions. Sid learned about camming from one of the podcasts he listened to, a grab bag show that covered a lot of different topics, everything from evolutionary biology to artisan baking to, well, sex work. They interviewed some people who worked as cammers, two women and a man, and Sid found it so fascinating that he didn't even notice when the bus arrived at the hotel and Tanger had to shake his shoulder to get him to snap out of it. "The fuck were you listening to?" Tanger asked him, when Sid had finally grabbed his bags and disembarked. "Just some podcast," Sid said. "Ugh, don't tell me about your nerd shit, I don't care," Tanger said. The podcast had mentioned that there were a number of different camming sites, but only identified one by name. Sid looked it up that night in his room after dinner. He liked learning about new things, and he was curious about this. He loaded the website in incognito mode, because no tablet was safe around the team. His screen filled with thumbnails of naked women. He clicked on one essentially at random. A video loaded of a woman on her hands and knees, ass towards the camera, a pink toy peeking out. She shook her hips back and forth slowly. The right half of the screen was a chat feed. Sid watched for a few minutes. There was a debate going on about which was better, the woman's pussy or her ass. He went back to the main page and clicked on the tab to show men. This time he scrolled down the page, looking for a thumbnail that appealed to him. He picked a muscular guy wearing shorts. When the video loaded, the guy was slumped on a couch with one hand inside his shorts, staring blankly at the camera. It was not hot. Sid had never really understood the appeal of porn. It always seemed so artificial. One of his exes, a beta he had dated for a few months, liked to send him short videos of herself masturbating, and he'd been really into that because she was into it. He thought that camming might be more like that, more of a personal touch, but so far the streamers mostly seemed bored. He backclicked again. There were a bunch of tabs at the top of his page. Men, women, couples, alphas. He clicked on a tab for omegas and scrolled down idly, and then stopped and scrolled back up. There was a thumbnail of a guy lying on his stomach, showing the curve of a truly fantastic ass. He clicked. When the video loaded, the guy was kneeling on a bed, grinning, wearing a backwards baseball cap and nothing else, one hand holding his huge dick.
"I already have it in. You want to see? Maybe you guys can tip me if you want to see it."
He had an accent, Eastern European or something. He was cute. Big smile, strong jaw, soft, hairless cheeks. Young, but not creepy young. Sid didn't click out right away. There was a dildo on the bed, one of the realistic ones that was supposed to look like a real dick, complete with a flared head and molded veins. The guy picked it up and went down on it, expertly deep-throating it like it was no big deal. The viewers liked that, judging from the chat feed. The guy pulled off the dildo with a wet pop.
"Okay, I think you guys all want to see my pluck, so here it is."
He turned around and went down on his hands and knees, showing off his ass, which was... Christ, even better than it had looked in the thumbnail. He was wearing a plug, and he reached back and pulled on the base until the fat bulb stretched his hole wide. Then he pushed it back in. Sid scrolled down to look at the guy's bio. His username was Mullet Shake, but his bio listed his name as Gino, which Sid felt pretty certain was fake. His location was sitting on your knot. He knew his audience, that was for sure. When Sid scrolled back up, Gino had taken out the plug and was up on his knees again, slowly sinking down onto the dildo and letting out sweet, breathy moans. It was hot, and Sid felt kind of weird about thinking it was hot. This guy was screwing himself on camera for money. That wasn't really Sid's scene. He closed the browser window. Fine for other people, but not his thing. He was a little drunk when he logged onto the site again, at home after having Flower and Vero and the kids over for dinner. Vero always encouraged him to drink more wine than he probably should, and after they left he felt warm and flush and a little bit horny, and that was his excuse for getting in bed and scrolling around the website on his tablet until he found Gino's feed. Gino was lying on his back with a pillow under his hips, three fingers buried in his ass, and from all appearances well on his way to an orgasm. His hand was a blur on the shaft of his dick, and his back was arched as he pushed down on his fingers. His knuckles were shiny and slick. His face, what Sid could see of it, was bright red and slack with pleasure. He was moaning a whole lot. Sid's cock plumped in his sweatpants. He couldn't help himself. Nothing about this seemed artificial, and Gino definitely didn't seem bored. Maybe the moaning was a little over the top, but he wasn't moaning because some guy was digging him and he had to pretend to be into it. He was touching himself, probably exactly the way he liked it, and he was going to come, probably pretty soon.
"He's really close," said someone in the chat feed with the username of Naughty Fatty. "You think he shoots up to his neck again?" "Such a fucking slut, I love how much you want dick."
Gino wailed something that didn't sound like English, and Sid could see his hole clench around his fingers a moment before the first pulse of cum hit his belly. Sid gave up on any pretense that he was only watching and got his dick out of his pants. Gino moaned incoherently, clamping down hard on his fingers as he stroked his cock until he was finished coming. He let go of his dick and started to fuck himself again with slow flexes of his wrist.
"Oh my god,"
Gino said.
"Oh god. Holy shit."
His knees butterflied together and out again. He had a dopey smile on his face. Sid was mesmerized. He jacked himself off without intent, just enjoying how it felt, as Gino came back down to earth, no doubt exaggerating how out of it he was. It was hot and effective, and Sid watched the chat screen fill up with praise and tips.
"Oh man,"
Gino said after a few minutes. He pulled his fingers out of his ass and sat up. His belly was streaked with cum. He was flushed and grinning.
"That was great, huh? Great for me, at least. I don't know about you guys."
"Love your tight ass. You get so wet."
"Will you come again?"
Gino laughed.
"Yeah, I'm not done tonight. Let's play more."
He fished around in the sheets for a moment and produced a weirdly shaped sex toy, molded white plastic with two curving tails at the base. He went up on his knees and worked the toy into his ass.
"This one's nice. I just squeeze and it hits me so good inside."
"Gino, when's the last time you got fucked?"
"Couple of weeks ago,"
Gino said. He brought both hands to his chest and pinched at his nipples.
"I'm single, but I've got a good friend. She's an Omega. We help each other out. She's got a big strap on and she put me on my knees and nailed me until she felt like she was done."
God, Sid couldn't help it. He was thinking about what it would be like to fuck Gino, to put him on all fours and sink into the wet heat of his ass, and... He closed the website, turned off his tablet, and worked his hand over his cock until he came. He promised himself he wouldn't do it again. But of course he did, and then a whole bunch of times after that. He created an account with the site and bought tokens so he could tip Gino and get him to do stuff. Gino liked to suggest something mind-meltingly hot and then wait for a certain amount in tips before he would actually do it. It wasn't a big deal. It was a good way to blow off steam after a game. Sid got into the habit, more game nights than not, of coming home from the arena and checking to see if Gina was streaming. He was hot, and he had a cute personality, friendly and teasing. Sid liked listening to him talk. The Penguins lost one night to the Rangers, not long before the start of the playoffs, a humiliating blowout of a game. Sid went home afterward and settled in the den with his laptop, desperate for a distraction. Gina was online and broadcasting, and Sid didn't even bother with other cameras. Gina was the only one he wanted to watch. The room was full and busy. Gina was popular. The chat scroll went by so fast that Sid didn't usually try to keep up with it. Nobody ever said anything interesting anyway, just compliments about Gina's appearance and filth about how they wanted to knot him. Sid had come in late, as usual. The show was already in progress. Gina was on his back, his legs spread wide, rubbing at his hole. There was a dildo on the bed beside him, his dick was soft. He had come at least once already. This was Sid's favorite part, watching Gina tease himself back into arousal, holding off until he was flushed everywhere and wet and desperate for it. Gina was laughing.
Guys, I know. I'm working on it. I'm 20, not 15. Maybe I'm a little bit too old now, huh?
The chat window erupted in outrage.
If you're old, then I'm dead,
BigNot78 said, and Best Alpha for You, one of the regulars, said,
We'll wait for you all night, baby. Take your time.
Gino grinned and pushed his thumb against his hole. Sid watched, rapt, as the tip sunk inside.
Thanks, Best Alpha. I don't think it's too long now. Maybe you guys tip me. Tell me what you'd like me to do.
Fuck. Sid tipped him a bunch of tokens and typed,
I want you to fuck yourself with that dildo until you're hard again.
Gino's eyes moved to the side as he read the text, and then his face lit up.
Hey, Grindr 29. Good to see you again.
He spread his legs a little further and pushed his thumb in all the way to the knuckle.
You like this dildo here, or should I get a different one?
That one's perfect, Sid typed, and then took his right hand off the keyboard so he could reach down and palm his half-chop through his sweatpants. He liked the anticipation, but Gino made it hard to hold off.
You think I'm wet enough?
Gino asked. He turned over onto his belly and reached back to spread his ass cheeks, baring his soft, shiny hole, pink and smeared with slick.
You look wet enough to fuck.
God, I bet you smell amazing.
I want to lick that right off you.
Sid had already forgotten about the game, Sully's disappointment, the reporter's pointed questions, and his own frustration. You're definitely wet enough, he typed. Gino glanced back at his computer screen to read their messages, and then he laughed.
Okay, maybe I'm ready.
Jesus. Sid gave up and shoved his hands into his sweatpants as Gino turned onto his back again and rubbed the tip of the dildo against his hole, one arm hooked under his knee to hold his legs out of his way. He teased himself until someone sent him a few hundred tokens, and then he pushed slowly inside. Sid knew that most of what Gino did on camera was for show. He wanted guys to tip him, of course he played up his reactions. But the moan he let out as the dildo slid into his ass was pretty fucking convincing, and his cock twitched in a way that Sid didn't think could be faked.
Jesus.
He stopped reading the chat scroll and just watched as Gino slowly fucked himself. His head was turned to one side on the pillow, his eyes closed, his full pink mouth hanging open. His eyebrows drew together whenever he hit a good spot. His cock filled and lengthened, stiffening up where it lay against his abdomen. Sid wanted to put him face down and tongue the slick from his hole and knot him so hard he cried. Maybe Flower was right and he needed to get laid more. Gino said, reaching down with his free hand to rub at his cock, hard now, and the foreskin pulling back to show the shiny head.
What do you think? Should I make myself come?
Sid's own dick was hard and hot in his hand. He didn't want to come yet. He squeezed himself and watched as Gino laughed and said,
Okay, but I need a different toy for that.
Gino slid the dildo out and squirmed around to lean over the side of the mattress, reaching down for the bin of toys he stored beneath the bed. The camera caught his ass in profile, the huge, unbelievable curve of it, on par with the best asses Sid has seen in the locker room. God, nobody got an ass like that without working out, and Sid wondered if Gino played a sport or just spent a ton of time in the gym. Soccer, maybe, with those long legs.
Good. Here we go.
Gino said, sitting up again. He had a new dildo in his hand, and Sid recognized this from previous sessions. It vibrated. The chat window was blowing up. Sid didn't care. Gino sat up against the headboard and palmed his dick against his abdomen.
You guys can see? It's a good angle.
He bent his knees and planted his feet on the bed, spread wide, showing off his hole. Sid squeezed himself again and worked his hand down the shaft, down and back up, just once. Gino pushed a dildo in. His head thunked back against the headboard.
Oh God, it's so good.
He shifted his hips a few times, pushing down onto the dildo, and then his fingers moved over the base as he pushed a button to turn on the vibrations. The effect was immediate. His whole body twitched and his hand squeezed around his cock.
Okay, oh God, okay.
He said and took his hand off his dick, tucking it away behind his back.
No hands. How long you guys think it takes?
Sid had watched Gino do this before, and he knew Gino could draw it out for ages, fucking himself with little shallow thrusts and squirming around and moaning. He tapped out with his left hand, come as fast as you can, and sent Gino a big tip.
I don't think it takes long,
Gino said and dragged the dildo out for the first thrust back in. Watching Gino make himself come lit up every part of Sid's body. He liked to imagine that he could see the moment when Gino stopped performing and gave himself over to the selfish, single-minded pursuit of his own pleasure. Gino's face and chest got all blotchy, and he held the dildo in place, probably vibrating right against his prostate, and worked his hips steadily. He stopped moaning when he got close, and Sid loved that, because he didn't mind the theatrics, but what really got him going was Gino's unfeigned enjoyment.
Ah, oh God!
Gino cried out, and came trembling, his dick untouched, shaking and twisting on the bed as he fucked himself through it.
Fucking nice.
I just came too. Baby, give me your number and you can come on my knot instead of that piece of plastic.
Gino said. He carefully slid the dildo out and tossed it onto the rumpled sheets beside him.
I think that's it for me tonight, guys. I came so fucking hard.
He grinned and ran his tongue along his lower lip.
Maybe it's time for a heat soon. What do you think?
That was the last straw for Sid. He set his laptop aside and shoved both hands down his sweatpants, one hand gripping the base where his knot was starting to swell, and the other stroking the head and shaft. He brought himself off hard in a swift, blinding rush, and only barely managed to snag a tissue from the box on the end table to keep himself from making a mess all over his pants. He slumped down on the sofa, breathing hard, and pulled his computer back onto his lap. Gino was sprawled out, playing lazily with his hole, and chatting with his captivated audience.
It's final soon, and my stats course is too hard. I go to tutoring every week, but I don't know, guys. It's really hard.
All of Gino's dreams ended like this, with a few minutes of idle conversation. Sid couldn't get enough of it. He felt a little weird about being so fascinated by a university student's exploits, but he'd never been to university, and Gino was really charming and engaging the way he talked about it. He wanted to be a physical therapist, and he was open about camming to pay for school. Sid liked listening to him talk about his coursework and his friends at the parties he went to.
Okay,
Gino said at last, yawning. It was past midnight.
It's bedtime for me. Maybe I'll dream about one of you, okay? Don't forget to follow me on Snapchat. Username is same as here.
He winked at the camera and, after a last flurry of tips, ended the stream. Sid went upstairs to bed, relaxed and satisfied. He didn't think about the game at all, and he fell immediately into a deep and peaceful sleep. The Penguins were out of the playoffs a month later, knocked out by the Capitals in the second round. They had won the cup the year before, and nobody really expected them to do it twice in a row. But Sid had not expected it, but hoped certainly. He went home after the game, feeling hollowed out and emotionless. Not sad, not angry, just scraped clean.
He took his laptop upstairs and brushed his teeth and got in bed. Gina was streaming, and for once it looked like Sid wasn't coming in particularly late. Gina was still partially dressed in a pair of very small athletic shorts that made his legs look even longer than usual. He was sitting cross-legged on his bed and scowling at the camera.
"I know the Capitals are a good team,"
he said.
"But so what? I want my team to win every year, you know?"
Sid's scar prickled. Was he...
"Fans are the best team,"
Gino said.
"So of course I'm sad when they lose. No more hockey for me now until October, you know? That's 5 months. It's too long."
"Cap suck, sorry you're mad."
"I hate the Pens, but I love you, Gino," winky face. "If I was there, I'd eat you out until you're not sad anymore."
Sid didn't let himself think about what he was doing. He typed, "Who's your favorite player?"
"My favorite player? Definitely Crosby,"
Gino said, the most thrilling 5 words Sid had ever heard. Gino grinned.
"My friends say it's because he's a hot alpha, and I want to sit on his knot. Okay, it's true, but he's not my favorite for that. It's because he's the best at hockey."
He reached down and cupped himself through his shorts.
"Puck protection, playmaking, his backhand, it's so good. Plus, maybe he's got a big knot, who knows?"
Jesus Christ. Sid was hard already, thinking about Gino watching him play, watching him, thinking about his dick, wanting to... Jesus, sit on his knot. Sid would absolutely let him drag Gino down and grind into him, fill his ass with cum. On the screen, Gino was wiggling out of his shorts, showing off his balls and the waxed skin of his taint.
"I keep slicking up. I had to change my underwear 2 times today, and I'm wet again now. See?"
He dipped his fingers between his cheeks and held up his hand for the camera. Sid wanted to suck his fingers clean.
"I need a heat soon. Finals end this week, so I think next week I'll do my heat."
He smelled his fingers and licked them.
"Maybe I'll film during heat, if you guys want."
The chat went nuclear. Sid ignored it, staring dumbly at the screen where Gino was sitting on the edge of the bed with 1 foot up on the mattress, stroking his hole and grinning. The thought of getting to watch Gino shiver and fuck himself through his heat had short-circuited Sid's brain.
"It's ticket show, so you have to pay to watch,"
Gino was saying.
"I think that's fair, because it's private, you know?"
He stood up and went around the side of the bed to his toy bin and tossed a few nodding toys on the bed.
"Here's what I've got now. If you want me to use other stuff, you can send money and post a link in chat, and I'll buy it."
Sid's hands shook as he typed. "I want you to buy a Crosby jersey. Authentic. And wear it while you're in heat." Gino laughed.
"You like Crosby too, Grinder? Or maybe you want to pretend you're Crosby and watch me come in your sweater."
His eyes dipped down and he pushed his 2 middle fingers into his ass.
"You send me the money and I'll buy it."
Sid smashed the tip button immediately. A few days later, he got a notification that Gino had posted a video, which was a little out of the ordinary. Gino only streamed live. It was a short video, under a minute. Gino grinned at the camera and waved and said,
"I got mail today, all the stuff I ordered for my heat. So I'll unbox tonight, like on YouTube. 8 PM Eastern. See you guys then."
Sid was still in Pittsburgh doing a little bit of media stuff to wrap up the end of the season before he flew out to LA for a few weeks. He was distracted all fucking day thinking about getting to see Gino that night, getting to watch Gino holding his jersey. "You okay, Sid? Getting sick?" Jen asked him when they were supposed to be going over interview requests for the summer, and Sid kept staring off blankly into the distance. "Fine," Sid said. "Long season, you know." It had been a long season, but the real issue was Gino. Sid did a light workout, went home and lay out by the pool for a while, made dinner, and the whole time he was buzzing with anticipation, thinking about Gino's sweet open smile, his long lanky body, the way his hair curled at the nape of his neck. Sid wasn't one of those guys who was obsessed with omegas. He'd fucked plenty of betas and even a few alphas and had a great time with all of them,
but he was starting to feel pretty obsessed with Gino. Finally, the appointed hour rolled around. Sid put his laptop on the coffee table in the den so he had both hands free. His dick felt heavy and swollen. He'd thought about jerking off earlier just to take the edge off, but he held off. And now he was kind of regretting it, because he wanted to be able to enjoy every moment instead of being distracted by his erection. Promptly at 8 p.m., Gino's stream started up. He stood naked in front of the camera, his hard dick pointing towards his navel. He grinned at the camera, waved, turned to the side and slapped his ass. It jiggled impressively.
"Hi guys. I'm so horny, I stop suppressants for my heat, and I just think about sex all the time, you know? So I hope it's okay if I get off before I open boxes."
The chat scroll provided its unanimous approval. Gino fucked himself on the fat purple dildo suction cup to his headboard. Sid didn't think he had been exaggerating his horniness at all, because he just went for it, not teasing himself or the audience, not drawing it out, just rolling his hips and tugging at his cock until his eyes squeezed shut and his neck arched and he came. He looked a little sheepish when he pulled off and sat up.
"Sorry, guys. Maybe I went off too fast. I just need to come a lot, you know?"
"That's so fucking hot. Don't apologize."
"How much you think you can come tonight?"
Gino scrubbed a hand through his hair and grinned.
"I don't know. 3 times, maybe 4. We'll find out, okay? But right now I'll open packages."
He had 3 boxes and he lined them up on the bed and brandished a box cutter.
"Smallest one first, okay?"
The smallest box held a single sex toy. Sid couldn't even tell what it was at first, but Gino flipped it open to show off the textured interior and then closed it again and turned it around to show the orifice at the end.
"It's like a fleshlight, but I think better. Nice for my dick when I get sore from heat, you know? I'm excited to try this. Thanks to CumMachine 06 for this one."
The second box had a variety of nodding toys and dildos. Gino cooed over each of them and thanked the purchasers by name.
"This one's so big, I can't wait to have this in my ass."
At last, he opened the largest box, the one with Sid's jersey. Sid squeezed his dick and took a few deep breaths, trying to calm himself down. He didn't know why he was so worked up about this, but he felt like he was going to explode out of his skin. Gino sliced through the tape, folded back the cardboard flaps, and lifted the jersey from the box. Sid's breath caught and held. Gino held up the jersey, obscuring his face. When he lowered it again, he was smiling.
"Thanks to Grindr29 for this. Crosby's my favorite player, but jerseys are so expensive, you know? But now I have a jersey."
His tongue poked out at the corner of his mouth.
"Maybe you want me to put it on?"
Sid pulled his cock out of his shorts so he wouldn't leak pre-cum all over the inside. He leaned forward and typed, "Please put it on. You look so fucking good in it." Gino read the message and grinned.
"Okay, I hope it fits."
He pulled it over his head and shoved his arms through the sleeves.
"How does it look?"
he asked with a C on his chest. "Fantastic," Sid managed to type, and then sat back and worked himself furiously until his knot swelled and he came into his cupped hand. When the roaring in his ears faded, he sat up and grabbed a couple of tissues to clean up. Gino was still wearing the jersey, hiked up to his armpits while he lay on his back and played with his hole. He looked so fucking good. Sid was a goner. He was obsessed with this Omega, a decade younger than him, who you would never meet. He didn't even know where Gino lived. Somewhere on the East Coast, that was clear from the things he'd said, but he never mentioned a city or even a state. Sid opened a private message to Gino. "Please ship me the jersey after your heat. The messier the better, I'll pay." Maybe it was an embarrassing thing to want, but what was the harm? He would have Gino ship it to Pat's office in LA, where he had promotional stuff sent sometimes, and nobody would ever know. And God, he wanted it, the smell of Gino's heat on the fabric, the imaginary lingering warmth of Gino's body. He was pretty sure Gino didn't read private messages while he streamed. He rarely touched his computer and mostly responded to people aloud. Sid watched the rest of the stream, even though he wasn't going to get hard again.
Gino jerked himself off for a long time and then came with two fingers shoved in his ass, and then he fucked himself on the purple dildo again before he called it quits for the night.
Follow me on Snapchat,
Gino said.
My heat starts Friday night, maybe Saturday morning. I don't know if I'll stream the whole time. Depends on how I feel. I hope some of you guys will keep me company.
Can't fucking wait.
You're the best streamer on this side, Gino.
Sid lingered online for a few minutes after the stream ended, hoping he would hear from Gino. He wasn't disappointed. A private message popped up with an icon of Gino's smiling face.
You tip way too much for the jersey, so I'm happy to send. Give me your address, and I send to you. How messy you want it, winky face.
Jesus Christ. Soaked, Sid typed, and gave Gino the address. He flew out to LA a couple of days after that, and he was in LA on Friday when Gino had said he might go into heat. Sid had dinner plans with friends and was pretty sure he managed to act like a normal person and carry on a coherent conversation. He didn't even back off early. He stuck it out until the bitter end. But when he got back to the condo he was renting, he dropped his shit on the kitchen counter and immediately opened up his laptop. Gino wasn't streaming. Sid exhaled, slowly, disappointed. Well, tomorrow in that case. He had deliberately not planned anything for Saturday. The season was over, and he wanted him to take a month off from training aside from a little bit of light cardio and mobility work, and if he wanted to spend all day lying on the couch watching Gino try out his new nodding toys. Well, he was on vacation, and the whole point of vacation was to do whatever the fuck he wanted. Still, he forced himself to take a shower and eat breakfast before he opened his computer. Gino was live, and Sid waited impatiently for the server to connect. He had to buy a ticket for the Hidden Cam show and wait for the video to load. And then it did, and Gino was there, splayed on his bed, naked, gleaming with sweat, his hair curling at his forehead, one hand tucked between his thighs, gripping the base of a toy. Gino was moaning steadily, his toes curled against the mattress. He was visibly, obviously in heat, and Sid felt so overwhelmed that he had to look away from the screen for a moment. He could imagine what Gino smelled like, what the entire room smelled like, drenched in Gino's heat. As he watched, Gino shuddered around the toy in his ass, and his cock twitched hard, pulsing cum across his belly. He was freshly in heat then. He would come dry later, toward the end of it. Gino took his hand away, and Sid could see the base of the toy, a broad, flat square of silicone. A nodding plug, probably, and he thought he was right when Gino sat up and rocked his hips against the mattress a few times, grinding down on the pressure inside him.
Okay,
Gino said. He shook his head vigorously, raked his damp hair out of his eyes, and grinned.
Wow, I feel great. I need a snack. Where is it?
He stumbled off the bed and disappeared from the frame, moving a little awkwardly with the toy still lodged in his ass. He was back a moment later, holding a granola bar or something. He leaned down in front of the camera, probably looking at his computer screen.
Who's here? Wow, hi guys. Lots of you. Hi Martian. Hi. Oh.
He grinned.
I forgot about. Where is it?
He took a bite of the bar and disappeared again. He was cute like this, all hyper and distracted from his heat. He needed someone to hold him down and keep him there, make him settle, and Sid knew it was a bad idea to think about how much he wanted to be that person. When Gino came back into view, the bar was gone, and he was wearing Sid's jersey. Holy shit, Sid said out loud.
See, Grinder,
Gino said.
I promised I'd wear it.
He brought his hands to his chest, pinching his nipples through the fabric of the sweater, and moaned loudly.
I need. Oh, God.
He climbed onto the bed again and spread his knees, wide, bracing his hands on the blankets to grind down on the mattress, probably rocking the toy inside of him. His hard cock peeked out from beneath the hem of the jersey. The fabric was going to reek of him. Sid cupped his balls and watched Gino come on the artificial knot in his ass,
spurting semen onto the gold band at the bottom of the jersey.
"Oh, I made a mess,"
Gino said, panting, and then looked directly at the camera, heavy-lidded, and added,
"Probably you like that, though."
Sid for sure fucking did. Gino fell deeper into heat over the next hour, and for a while he seemed to forget he had an audience, mindlessly fucking himself with a dildo and then working in a nodding toy when he wanted that. He didn't respond to people's comments the way he usually did, entirely focused on his own pleasure. He kept Sid's jersey on through a few orgasms, and Sid could imagine what it was going to smell like, was already envisioning opening the package and pulling out the ruined jersey, drenched in Gino's scent.
"Ah, shit,"
Gino said at last and turned over shakily onto his hands and knees and sat up. He stripped off the jersey and pulled the nodding toy out of his ass. Then he climbed off the bed and his knees buckled and he sank to the floor. Sid had been lying on the couch, idly touching himself through his shorts, but he sat up now, his heart racing and watching the chat scroll fill with concern.
"Gino, you okay?"
"Shit, someone call 911 maybe."
Gino's head appeared as he sat up.
"I'm okay, sorry guys. Maybe I don't drink enough, but it's okay."
He pushed himself to his feet, using the mattress as leverage, and he stayed up that time. Sid waited, tense, like there was anything he could do about it, all the way on the other side of the country and with no idea where Gino even was. But Gino moved off screen and came back with a bottle of water and another mystery bar, and he sat on the bed to eat.
"Drink another bottle of water and you should eat something that's real food."
"PM me your address and I'll send you a pizza delivery."
Sid was really touched to see the apparently genuine worry from the other losers who were gathered to watch Gino fuck himself on camera. Gino shouldn't be alone for this. He needed someone to take care of him. It was stupid of him to do this alone, just for the money.
"Thanks, guys. I have real food, though,"
Gino said.
"I just need to eat."
He shook his head and smiled.
"Sometimes it's hard during heat, you know, to think about this stuff."
He crammed the last bite of the bar in his mouth and disappeared again. And when he returned to the bed, he had a bottle of Gatorade and a sandwich. He sat down right on top of Sid's jersey, draped over the foot of the bed, and shifted his hips around, settling in. Soaked, Sid had told him, and it would be.
"I need to come again soon,"
Gino said. He parted his legs to show them his dick, half hard and the sheen of slick coating his groin and inner thighs. He unscrewed the cap on the Gatorade and chucked half the bottle, his head tilted back, baring the long line of his throat. Sid wanted to lick his pulse point and then bite. Gino ate his sandwich and finished the rest of the Gatorade, and then he lay on his back and slid the dildo into his dripping hole, the same one he'd been using all along, with a smoothly hooked tip. Sid was really into the idea that they were seeing Gino's favorite toy, the one he used not because some guy had asked him to buy it, but because it felt good and he wanted it. Gino fucked himself through two swift, hard orgasms, and then he carefully worked a nodding plug into his ass and turned onto his side, curled on top of Sid's jersey.
"I need to sleep for a while,"
he said.
"But maybe I'll see you guys when I wake up."
He wiggled his fingers at the camera in a flirtatious wave and closed his eyes. Sid had been hard for an entire geologic age, and he finally gave in and jerked himself off inside his shorts. His orgasm left him gasping on the couch. Even without smelling Gino, Sid wanted very badly to nod him, and it would take a few days to work that urge out of his system. He hadn't expected his instincts to be so powerfully triggered by watching Gino on camera. It was inconvenient, but there was nothing he could do about it now except ride it out. He forced himself to leave the house for a while. Gino was safe. He was sleeping. And he wasn't Sid's anyway. Sid went out for lunch and bought a few groceries, and by the time he got back to the house, Gino was awake, flushed, grinning, and riding a toy with great enthusiasm. Sid nodded his fist, left Gino a tip that even he had to admit was excessive, and shut down his computer. This was getting out of hand. He stayed away for almost a week,
and it wasn't even too difficult, which made him feel better. He wasn't, like, addicted. He went out with his friends, worked out a little, hiked in the canyons, and for the most part thought about Gino only when he jerked off. Then he got a call from Pat's office that he'd received a package, and the 10-minute drive home after he picked it up was the longest of his life. He ripped the package open as soon as he got in the door. The smell hit him at once, the rich, musky scent of an Omega in heat. Sid sank to his knees in the entryway and fumbled the jersey out of the mailing envelope. The fabric was stiff with dried slick, and there were a few cum stains on the bottom, near the hem. Sid tore his fly open, buried his face in the jersey, and brought himself off in about 30 seconds. When he had calmed down and cleaned up, he took the package and the jersey into the kitchen. There was a note in the envelope that he had missed the first time around, handwritten in the same messy dude handwriting that was scrawled on the back of the package. "Dear Grinder 29, it began, and Sid had to cover his eyes with his hand for a moment because Gino had written this and sent it to him. "Dear Grinder 29, thanks for the jersey and watching my show so much. I always like to see your name in the chat. I hope you follow me on Snapchat. I like to send my regulars some special things. Enjoy the jersey. I made it extra messy for you. Smiley face." Extra messy. He wasn't kidding. Now that the first crushing wave of lust had subsided, Sid could detect the subtler notes in Gino's scent, the happiness and satisfaction underlying the arousal. He had been enjoying himself, squirming around on top of the jersey. God. Sid carefully folded the jersey and put it back in the envelope, along with the note. He planned to enjoy it every night until the last traces of Gino's scent faded. Then he went to sit on the couch and unlocked his phone. He knew what Snapchat was, of course. He wasn't a total out-of-touch loser, but he had never used it. It couldn't be that hard, though, and if he really got stuck, he could ask Taylor for help. Although, she would ask him a lot of nosy questions, and Sid absolutely wasn't going to admit that he wanted to get on Snapchat to follow a camboy. He would have to figure it out on his own. The interface was kind of confusing, but he made an account and added Gino, who was registered as Molly Shake, the same name he used for streaming. He swept around the app for a little while. Gino had posted a short video. He was outside somewhere, wearing sunglasses and a backwards cap, drinking something through a straw, and then he slid the sunglasses up on top of his head and winked at the camera. It was pretty devastating. Sid watched it a few times and then startled guiltily when he got a message. From Gino, and he opened it with a pounding heart. "I see you watch my story, winky face. Glad you added me. I hope you got the jersey." "Thanks, I got it," Sid said, and then, since there was no reason he couldn't say exactly what he wanted to, "I jerked off as soon as I opened the package. You smell amazing." The app did something, and Sid tapped at the screen until a picture appeared. Gino with a crown of flowers on his head, sticking his tongue out at the camera. The caption read, "Thanks, Grinder. Glad I made you happy." He was way too cute. Sid closed out of the app before he could do anything stupid. Checking Snapchat became part of his morning routine. He would open it up before he got out of bed in the morning and see what Gino had posted in the last day. He would post stories about when he was going to stream next and short videos of him going about his daily life, sweaty at the gym or hanging out at a coffee shop. It was all clearly calculated to make him seem friendly and approachable without actually revealing anything meaningful about his life, but Sid got sucked into it anyway. He liked watching Gino grin at the camera before taking a huge bite of a cupcake, leaving frosting smeared on his nose. The best part, though, was the snaps Gino would send to a small group of followers, his regulars, Sid figured out pretty quickly, his big tippers. The stories were all squeaky clean and safe for public consumption, but the snaps were filthy. Gino sucking on his own fingers, Gino's soft dick smeared with cum, a shot of a dildo suction cup to the wall in the shower with the caption, "Had a great ride to start my morning." He still hadn't been back to watch Gino's stream, and about a week after he started following Gino on Snapchat, Gino sent him a message that said, "Miss you in my room. Maybe you don't like to watch me anymore."
Christ. Sorry, I'm on vacation. Kind of out of my normal routine.
Maybe now you have my jersey, you don't need the real thing anymore.
Sticking out tongue emoji.
Gina was going to destroy him.
I'll watch tonight. I'll smell your jersey while I watch you come.
You turn me on.
Gina replied, which was obviously camboy bullshit, but made Syl's pulse race anyway. And then,
send me a snap of your knot. I want to see.
Tonight, Syl replied and forced himself to get out of bed.
He was thoroughly hooked and getting reeled in fast, and he was having way too much fun to stop.
He watched Gino stream that night, the jersey crumpled in one hand and his other hand on his dick as Gino flirted with the camera and used a vibrator on his balls and perineum. His smile was warm and genuine as he said,
"Hey, Grinder 29, so happy to see you here."
Syl knew it was fake, but it was really goddamn effective.
He sent Gino a huge tip. When his knot began to swell, he held his dick away from his body and took a careful shot that showed his dick and a little bit of his stomach and thighs and nothing else. He sent it directly to Gino as a snap. Then he crushed the jersey against his face and breathed in Gino's scent as he brought himself over the edge. He checked Snapchat in the morning. Gino had screenshotted his snap and sent him a bunch of messages. At first, an incoherent stream of exclamation points and emojis, and then a bunch of flattering bullshit.
Best knot I ever see.
And,
so fucking big. I know you'd feel so good in my ass. I want to come on your dick.
Glad you liked it, Syl said. He didn't believe a word of it, but Gino's enthusiasm was sweet. A new snap popped up, sent exclusively to him. Gino was lying in bed, shirtless, smirking at the camera. It was followed immediately by another snap. Gino's hand wrapped around his huge hard cock. The caption said,
"Thinking about your knot right now."
Syl got hard so fast his head spun. He rubbed the heel of his hand along his dick and replayed the snap. Gino had big hands and long fingers and Syl knew what he smelled like. He wanted to hold Gino open and taste him. He probably tasted so fucking good. Syl drew his knees up and planted his feet on the bed and took a shot of his dick and thighs and sent it to Gino.
"I'm thinking about your ass."
This time, Gino sent a short video of his hand stroking his cock.
"You let me ride your knot. I know I'd come so hard."
Jesus Christ. Syl rolled over, wrapped his hand around his dick and worked his hips roughly into his own fist. Gino was perfect, his fat ass, his skinny legs, the way he flirted and teased, the perfect fucking smell of him, better than any other Omega Syl had fucked or scented in passing in public. He wanted to hold Gino down and shove his knot in and listen to him wail. Right before he tipped over into orgasm, he turned onto his back to milk out his cum in hard spurts across his stomach. He took a short video, his heaving belly, his softening dick, the white gleam of his cum. He watched it twice to make sure it didn't contain anything that could identify him. Then he sent it to Gino. The response was a shaky few seconds of Gino's hand working fast over his cock as he cried out and came. Syl stared up at the ceiling. He wasn't sure what had just happened or how he should feel about it. His phone vibrated with a new message.
"Nice way for me to wake up, winky face."
"Same for me," Syl replied. "You're so fucking hot."
"I do private shows, you know. Any night I'm not streaming. If you ever want to, just let me know. We set something up." Smiley face.
It was incredibly tempting and probably an incredibly bad idea, and Syl already knew he was going to do it. "I'll think about it."
"No pressure. I won't bring it up again. But if you ever want to, just ask." Smiley face.
Wanting wasn't the issue. "I'll think about it," he said again and added a smiley face just like Gino's. He and Gino snapped back and forth over the next couple of weeks, maybe kind of a lot. Gino still posted his team stories and sent raunchy snaps to his regulars, but he also sent Syl a lot of pictures, and some of them were sexy. A shot of Gino's ass in the mirror, a picture of four or five butt plugs lined up on his dresser, and the caption,
Which one should I wear today? But he also sent pictures of cute cats he saw in windows or a fancy sandwich he ate. Sid was charmed. His Snapchat usage increased from once a day to, well, whenever he saw a notification on his phone. He left LA and went home to Nova Scotia, to his house on the lake, and he sent Gino pictures of the sunset over the water and a huge pickerel he caught.
Show me your nut again, Gino messaged him one night when they had been bullshitting back and forth for a few hours about nothing in particular while Sid made dinner and watched TV.
So I can screenshot, okay? Is that okay?
Sid's face went hot.
You can find plenty of pictures of knots on the internet, you know.
But yours is best, Gino said, and sent a picture of his face, sad and pleading.
Please.
Okay, hang on, Sid said, and went upstairs to get the jersey out of his bedside table. Nothing else got his knot up so fast. The scent was fading, but if Sid wadded up the fabric and buried his nose in it, he could still get the full rich odor. That was all he needed to get hard, and after a few deep breaths, his knot began to swell, his body reacting helplessly to Gino's scent. Gino messaged him again.
You ready? You making your knot for me?
The jersey still smells like you. It gets me up pretty fast. Sid held out his phone to take a picture of his torso from above, aimed down at the thick knot at the base of his dick. He scrutinized the image. It looked fine. His chest, his stomach, nothing identifying. It showed off his knot well enough. He sent it to Gino. Gino screenshotted the image immediately and then sent Sid a message that was nothing but eggplant emojis.
Was that one good enough? Sid asked. Fucking beautiful, but send me another to be safe.
Sid rolled his eyes, but he went into the washroom and snapped another picture in the mirror, his head carefully out of frame.
How's that?
Gino screenshotted that one, too.
Can't believe how hot you are. Oh my god. Perfect knot, and your body looks like that? What the fuck?
It was only a regular sort of body. Gino was really prone to hyperbole.
Glad you liked it. I'm getting wet looking at you.
Gino said, and then sent a picture of his hand, two of his fingers shiny with... fuck, with his own slick, and things snowballed pretty fast after that. After Sid came and was lying on his back in bed, feeling his entire body throb in time with his pulse, he messaged Gino.
You said you don't have a Crosby jersey, and I bought you one and then took it away from you again. I want you to get another one that you can have to keep. I'll send you the money.
Gino sent him a bunch of ridiculous emojis, which made Sid grin at his phone, and then said,
you're so good to me, Grinder. You take such good care of me.
Sid swallowed hard. Gino knew what alphas were like. That was all. He was deliberately pushing Sid's buttons. But knowing that he was being manipulated didn't make it any less effective. He would send Gino the money for 10 jerseys. He would cover his rent for an entire year. He would fly him to the goddamn moon as long as he kept stroking Sid's ego like that.
I do what I can, he said instead of telling Gino to drop out of school, move to Pittsburgh, and spend the rest of his life lying naked on Sid's couch, which was all he really wanted in the moment.
The next time Gino streamed, a couple of days later, he was wearing a pair of frilly black panties.
You guys like?
Gino asked, posing for the camera, bending over and sliding down the waistband to show a tantalizing peak of his ass.
I'm not sure what I think. Is it sexy?
Are you out of your mind? Of course it is.
I want you to come inside those and send them to me.
Gino laughed. He turned around again, one hand cupped around the soft bulge of his cock.
I should come in them. Won't that be messy?
God, he was such a tease. He knew exactly what he was doing. Sid was desperate for Gino to send the panties to him, but he wasn't going to ask now that some other guy had. He didn't want to think about anyone else getting to smell Gino like that.
I got a whole bunch of these,
Gino said. He moved his fingers, massaging himself, getting himself hard.
Made special just for men. Women's panties don't have enough room, you know?
He grinned.
I have too much in the front and the back.
Alone on the couch in his den, Sid groaned and rubbed at the base of his dick, right where his knot would swell.
"Panties aren't really my kink, you know,"
Chino went on.
"But I thought maybe some of you guys would like it."
"Definitely my kink. Holy fuck, you look good. Send them to me, please, Gino. I want to smell your cum."
"Okay, I'll come in them, if that's what you guys want,"
Gino said, struggling like it was no big deal. He sat down on the edge of the mattress and spread his legs, and he was definitely hard now, the thick line of his cock obscenely distending the fabric of the panties.
"I'm getting wet. I think maybe I won't be able to wear these again."
Panties weren't really Sid's kink either, but thinking about the lacy fabric all sticky with Gino's cum and slick, reeking with his arousal, made him feel like the skin was melting off his face. He would pay any amount of money to have that delivered to his mailbox. Gino said from Sid's computer screen, his head tipping back, one hand down the front of his panties, stroking himself and the other playing with his nipples. He was glorious. After he came, shuddering and thrusting his hips into his hand, he peeled down the panties and showed the camera the wet mess of his crotch, the fabric and his softening dick, and his neatly trimmed pubic hair all smeared with cum. He dropped the panties on the mattress and grinned at the camera.
"Nice, huh? Let me find."
He slid off the bed and crouched on the floor, rummaging through his toy bin. He produced a plug Sid recognized, black and nondescript, but it vibrated, and Gino used it often enough that Sid thought he really liked it. Gino stood up and raised one foot onto the bed to slide the plug into his ass. He made a show of it, of course, rocking it back and forth, taking his time, and then finally pushing it all the way in with a pleased moan.
"One minute, guys. This one vibrates, but I have to turn it on with an app on my phone,"
Gino said. He approached the camera and went mostly out of frame, only his arm and left side of his body visible as he messed around with his phone. Sid's own phone buzzed and he glanced at it automatically, and then did a double take when he saw the Snapchat notification. Gino had messaged him.
"I'll send you panties if you want, smiley face. Same address?"
On the screen, Gino was sprawling out on the bed, stretching his arms above his head with a satisfied wiggle. Sid hadn't asked for the panties, and more than one other guy in the room had, and Gino was ignoring all of them and offering the panties to Sid. Probably those other guys didn't tip so much. Gino seemed pretty savvy. He knew how to keep his regulars invested. "Different address," Sid typed, and after a moment's thought, gave Gino the address for the rink where he skated in the summer. They had a mailbox for him there, for fan mail. It wasn't ideal, but he had communicated with Gino enough by now that he had started to trust him. He knew it was stupid. He didn't really know anything about Gino, and he was definitely thinking with the head between his legs instead of the one between his ears. But he really wanted those fucking panties. He didn't get a response until much later, after Gino was finished streaming for the night and Sid was lying in bed with a book. He fumbled his phone off the nightstand when he heard it vibrate.
"I'll ship tomorrow. Not surprised you're Canadian. You're so nice," smiley face.
Sid took a deep breath. There were a lot of paths he could take here. He could ignore Gino's comment. He could say he was still on vacation or traveling for work. He could tell him the truth that he lived in the US for most of the year for work. "Born and bred," he typed eventually, and then added, "I can't fucking wait. I hope you know that. You make me crazy."
"Maybe send me a picture of your knot when you open the package," winky face.
"I'll send you a video," Sid messaged recklessly, because why not? Why shouldn't he get what he wanted? He was being careful, or careful enough at least. He had worked hard all season, and he was still working hard now, hitting the gym or the ice with Andy and Nate 6 times a week, so why not? He could indulge himself a little, with Gino, who wanted nothing from Sid but his money. Sid was happy to provide. He got the panties a few days later. Just like with the jersey, there was no return address on the package. But this time, after the frantic drive home and the spine-melting orgasm, it occurred to Sid to check the postmark. The Stambred, Homestead, PA. one of the suburbs near Pittsburgh. Sid sat down at his kitchen table and tried to calm his racing heart. It was probably just a coincidence. Lots of people lived in Pittsburgh. What would Gino even be trying to do? He had lured Sid in, deliberately reached out to him. It didn't make any sense. There was no way Gino knew. It was just a coincidence, he told himself firmly, but he was still cautious that evening when Gino messaged him.
You get panties yet? The post office told me they would arrive today, but I'm not so sure.
Yeah, I got them, Sid replied. They were upstairs in the drawer of his nightstand, tucked in there with the jersey, and Sid had been distracted all evening thinking about how good they smelled and how hard he was going to get off before he went to sleep. It wasn't quite as good as Gino's heat scent, but it was better than anything else Sid had ever smelled in his life.
Not sure what to say, to be honest. I came really hard and I'm going to again.
Where's my video?
Gino sent. Sorry, I forgot. He hadn't, actually, but he felt weird about sending it now, when Gino was maybe in Pittsburgh, maybe close enough that Sid could... Well, maybe he went to school somewhere else, and he would be gone by the time Sid returned to Pittsburgh in the fall. Gino sent a bunch of sobbing emojis and then...
Maybe next time.
No attempts at blackmail, no demands for anything. Gino's only motivation was to keep flattering Sid into giving him money. Maybe we can do a private show soon, he sent. The messaging was great, but he wanted to see Gino's face as much as he could get.
Yes, whenever you want, even tonight.
Tonight was too soon. Sid needed to work himself up to it. Not tonight, maybe tomorrow, if you aren't busy.
I'm not streaming, so yes. Smiley face. What time?
They agreed on 8 p.m. and on the same per-minute rate that Gino had charged during his heat. Sid was distracted as fuck all through the next day, and he channeled it into his workout until Nate threatened to go home early if Sid didn't chill out. Sorry, Sid said, and then beat Nate again in their next race without any remorse. By 7:30, Sid was too jittery to do anything except pace around his house. He triple-checked that he had video disabled on the cam side, and even taped a piece of paper over the camera on his laptop, just to be safe. When it was finally time, he sat down on the sofa in his den and logged on. Gino was online. Sid didn't know why he was so nervous. He talked to Gino all the time. The nature of their relationship was completely unambiguous. They both knew exactly what was going to happen tonight. He was ridiculously nervous anyway. He clicked the button for the private show. A new window popped up, and there was Gino's smiling face, close to the camera and just for Sid. His familiar bedroom looked different than it usually did. The lighting was different, the soft glow of lamplight instead of the brighter glare of the lights Gino used for streaming. The bed was unmade, the covers shoved to one side, and Gino was fully dressed. Or at least, he was wearing a t-shirt. Sid couldn't see the lower half of his body.
Hi, Grinder,
Gino said, and his voice was softer than usual.
I'm glad you're here.
Sid rubbed his tongue against the roof of his mouth, trying to work up some saliva.
Glad to be here, he typed.
We can do voice chat if you like, but no pressure. It's okay just to type.
Sid hesitated. Gino was a Pens fan, so maybe he would recognize Sid's voice. But that was kind of paranoid, wasn't it? Who would recognize his voice? Maybe next time.
Ooh, thinking about next time already. I like it,
Gino said, grinning. Sid rolled his eyes. Gino knew he was cute, and he knew Sid was a sucker for it. Guess it depends on how good you are this time.
It'll be so good,
Gino said. He leaned back in his chair and stretched his arms above his head.
What do you want? I'll do anything.
That's a bold offer, Sid typed.
I want to make you happy,
Gino said.
And I don't think you would ask me to do anything I don't like.
Sid was pretty vanilla, so that was probably a safe bet. Tell me your favorite fantasy, a real one, not what you think I want to hear. Tell me what you think about when you jerk off when you're alone. Gino's eyes moved, reading the message, and then he grinned.
How do you know it's a real fantasy, though?
Please, Sid typed. He swallowed. His mouth was so dry. You know I'm into you. You don't have to keep me interested. I'm so fucking interested. I hope you'll tell me the truth. Gino's expression changed. He sat forward again, his grin softening into a smile.
Okay, Grinder. I won't lie to you, I promise.
He pulled his shirt over his head, revealing the pendants around his neck and his almost hairless chest. He stood up and shoved down the basketball shorts he was wearing and stepped out of them, naked, his soft dick hanging between his thighs.
Sorry I'm not hard yet. I was maybe a little excited earlier. Had to jerk off to calm down.
He was so full of shit. That's okay. I'll watch you get hard. Gino climbed on the bed and settled back against the pillows. He spread his legs wide, sucked two fingers into his mouth, and then reached down to rub over his hole.
My favorite fantasy. It's just a fantasy, you know. I don't want it to happen for real.
Sid's eyebrows went up. Maybe Gino was actually going to tell him the truth. For sure. That's why it's a fantasy.
Right. Okay, so sometimes I think, what if I'm out, maybe at the coffee shop, maybe at the grocery store, and I go into heat?
He tipped his head back and rested it against the headboard. His fingers dipped into his hole and then pushed in a little deeper, like he was already wet, like maybe he hadn't been bullshitting about jerking off earlier.
And heat's so... you can't wait. You need it right then. So maybe there's an alpha there, and he knows I'm in heat, so... if I'm in a coffee shop, maybe he bends me over a chair and pulls down my pants and fucks me right there.
Jesus. Sid slipped one hand inside his sweatpants. His dick was firming up, thinking about Gino wanting that, or not necessarily wanting it, but liking the idea of it, the publicness, maybe the shame. Gino opened his eyes and looked at the camera again.
That's only the first part.
He sunk his fingers into the knuckles. His cock was half-hard, pointing straight out, brushing the side of his wrist.
He does not me. He pulls out and comes on my ass. And then there's another alpha, somewhat different, and he sees me there and he knows he can use me.
He drew out his fingers and pushed back in, and the microphone he used for streaming was good enough to pick up the wet sound of it. Sid's cock twitched. He leaned forward to type with one hand. Does he fuck you? Gino made a breathless noise, not quite a laugh.
Yes, of course. And then, well, you know, I get fucked as much as I want, as long as I want it, and everyone can see me there, getting used by any alpha who wants a ride.
He was completely hard now, his cock drawn up tight against his belly. That's a good fantasy, Sid typed, which seemed inadequate, but he wasn't sure what else to say.
Would you fuck me?
Gino asked.
If you saw me in a coffee shop and I needed it.
Oh god, of course I would. Sid pecked out, and then he had to take his hand out of his pants because he really needed both hands to type. I felt crazy for a few days after I watched you while you were in heat. I wanted to nut you so fucking bad. If I saw you in heat in public, I would want to take you home with me and give you everything you needed.
Everything?
Gino asked, sly, wicked, tonguing at his lower lip. Fuck it. I kept thinking about how you shouldn't be alone. You almost passed out and I wanted to be there to take care of you. Gino didn't respond. His hand worked slowly between his legs. In the dim light of the room, Sid couldn't entirely make out his expression. Sorry, Sid typed. That was crossing a line.
No, it's okay,
Gino said. He sighed and slid out his fingers and wiped them on the sheets.
It's just, always I'd like someone to be with me and take care.
I'm sure you could find someone who would. Alphas, betas, other omegas. Surely Gino could have anyone he wanted. Gino palmed his dick, pressing it against his stomach.
Maybe, but...
he broke off and smiled brightly.
I talk too much. What do you like? I can wear panties again.
Tell me what you were going to say, Sid typed. Please. Only if you want to, but I'd like to know. Gino sighed.
Grinder.
Sorry. Forget it. I shouldn't have asked. He was supposed to be watching Gino get off, not trying to get Gino to talk about his private life. Gino sat up and scooted down to the end of the bed. He sat with his legs folded, his hands clasped loosely in his lap.
"Heat makes good money,"
he said quietly.
"My parents, they support me, but they are not rich, you know. College is expensive, and then I have more school for physical therapy, and if I do heat with someone, I don't get paid, so I'm alone, and I make good money."
That was more or less what Sid had figured. He wanted to tell Gino that he should come to Pittsburgh for his next heat and sweat through it in Sid's bed, or even that he would send Gino the same amount he usually made for streaming during heat so that he could have someone there with him and still get paid. But neither of those offers were safe. Or probably welcome. "You just need a really rich guy to pay you to go through your heat with him." Gino grinned and scratched at his shoulder.
"Maybe that's illegal. I don't know. You tell me."
"I think it's definitely illegal. Maybe you should give the coffee shop a go." Gino laughed, which had been Sid's intention.
"Okay, I'll think about it."
He straightened up and planted his hands on the mattress behind him, arching his back.
"What can I give you tonight?"
"Anything. Everything. Just make yourself come, however you want. I just want to watch you."
"However I want, hmm?"
Gino said. He drew one knee up and rested his heel on the bed, showing Sid his dick and balls, not as hard as he had been, but not all the way soft either.
"Anything?"
"Yeah," Sid typed. His breath was coming a little faster.
"Good,"
Gino said, and pushed two fingers into his ass.